This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Mitch Tyne.
And I'm Bonnie North. Last week, we spent a lot of time exploring the challenges the region experiences in ensuring its citizens have clean water. Project Milwaukee Great Lakes Troubled Waters asked the fundamental question of why. With so much of the world's fresh water right next to us, why is access such an issue?
One problem has been lead in the water supply of many old homes, which have lead lateral lines. Lead is also a problem in old paint in homes and in the soil around houses as well. The Nonpartisan League of Women Voters is also focusing attention on lead this month. They'll host a community conversation on Saturday examining challenges of lead and specifically about testing children for lead poisoning.
The program is a follow-up to a panel the League held last November. Lake Effect's Susan Benz spoke with two League members instrumental to the project, Anne Batiza and Louise Petering. Petering explains why the League is focusing attention on this issue.
The articles that some of us read in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the issue is basically what prompted this. That followed, of course, the Flint concern with lead in water. And so we sat at our committee meetings for several months and talked about this and said, what are we going to do about it? We have some positions, national positions, that we are able to use that talk about an environment beneficial for health and wise management of natural resources in the public interest. And water, of course, is one of the key natural resources available to human beings. And we have a health care position which begins with the prevention of disease. So it was a natural given our positions.
So I think many people would say that the more they learn about lead, the more complex it becomes.
Exactly. Actually, that was one of the things that we ran into, is that this issue has so many moving parts. And one of our former co-chairs of the Natural Resources Committee, Carol Diggeman, actually wrote a short white paper on what is known at this time. And that helped us to form a basis for further research and looking into the issue.
That also helped us determine who we would like to have at the November 17th forum, because we needed more information on the local scene to begin the process of looking at this issue.
Yeah. So in that conversation, you had someone from the health department, you had someone from the Zilber School of Public Health. Who else was there?
We also had a practitioner from 16th Street Community Health Centers who actually goes into homes to abate homes for lead. And so, yes, we wanted to have three different perspectives on the panel because I think your perspective informs, the way you look at the issue. And for such a complex issue, we really need to look at it from multiple perspectives.
So then with this upcoming event, who will people hear from?
Well, we're not going to have presentations per se. We have invited a variety of stakeholders, community leaders, scientists, practitioners, physicians, and government experts and policymakers. And we really want to have a conversation that is guided by very specific questions. This first roundtable is going to address the issue of testing for lead poisoning in children. And so the questions all try to drill down on that. And, our goal is that hopefully by providing a platform for conversation and also for sharing of resources, that we can prevent an unnecessary poisoning of a child in Milwaukee and move this issue forward, perhaps with creative solutions that come out of such conversation.
So in your own journey through this, into this deep topic, what sticks with you most?
First, what sticks with me is how much more information I need to know to really, as a League member, to do some advocacy on the behalf of the public in this city and actually around the state, because this is not an issue confined to Milwaukee. It is an issue that is all across the state where there are older infrastructures, whether it's lead pipes, whether it's paint in houses, whatever it is. So this really is a statewide issue.
Right, and actually we've invited, based on recommendations by some people in the local health department, we've invited some state members of the state public health, because, you know, our focus is on Milwaukee, but we really need to look at statewide solutions to some of these issues. For example, I was told after one of the public hearings recently at City Council that the technology for eliciting information about a child's immunizations, it pops up automatically when a doctor is doing a physical for a child, and it tells him what the dates are that they should expect the next immunization. But in order to actually access data about lead testing, they have to go into a separate database and they have to initiate that. So that is the kind of perhaps a solution that could affect great change, but requires maybe a statewide a solution.
You intend to have more roundtables and hope bring in more people into the conversation. Is that right?
Foci. Yeah. So the second roundtable is going to look at prevention of lead poisoning, and the third one will focus more on vectors that cause lead poisoning. And so we hope that by really narrowing the conversation, but putting out as many questions about that particular issue, that we can start to drill down to innovative solutions.
So will this mean ultimately another white paper?
Possibly. We haven't gotten that far.
What is it about the mission of the League and then, of course, of this issue that drives you to try to make a difference?
Well, the League is really interested in empowering voters, and in that way to defend democracy. And one of the key ways that voters can be empowered is through education, understanding of issues that citizens need to weigh in on. And so given the complexity of this issue, our goal in bringing community leaders, scientists, as I mentioned before, government officials, practitioners to the table is so that the citizen component can become an effective mechanism for spreading the word if, education at the local level is needed. And, of course, it is.
At every level it's needed. Yeah, the other thing is, I think we need to look at the different community groups here. This issue has brought us in contact with diverse communities within the Milwaukee area, and we greatly hope that we will continue these connections, because these are critical. Interestingly enough, I think the mindset generally, the nebulous understanding that a lot of people have is that this is a Milwaukee issue and it's an inner city issue, which it indeed is, but it is not only that. And people in all communities where there is old housing need to understand this is their issue too. Whether it's here, whether it's Green Bay, whether it's La Crosse, whether it's Racine, wherever it is, we all live in homes or apartments, some of which are rather old and which do have lead exposure issues. So we, to be able to be what I would call collaborative and capable of meeting the challenges that are before us as a population, this is one issue that has to be addressed, because it affects us not our general health, but it affects our ability to think, our ability to learn, our behaviors. So it's not just something confined to a child at a particular time in life, but it has lifelong ramifications.
I know that you testified when there's public health or environmental issues that you feel are important to be addressed. How would you rank this issue?
As a biologist, to me, ranking of issues is not the way to approach it. Basically, we live in a world where there have been connections that have supported human life for thousands of years. And so while we're focusing on this particular issue at this particular time here in Milwaukee, it's not the only one we're focusing on, but this is one of the key ones. And what's important to remember is that there are a host of issues that relate to human health. For instance, the city has the 25% renewables by 2025. How does that relate to environmental health? Well, if you reduce the amount of mercury in the environment because you're not burning as much coal, then you're going to have a lower exposure to mercury, which itself has its own health implications if it becomes incorporated into your system. So nothing is separated from anything else in this real world. So priorities are what we set as an organization, but it doesn't mean that these other issues are not relevant. So,
you know, for me, I think to me that it's so important that people are able to sit down and talk together from many different perspectives and be able to listen to one another very carefully. And so that's a big motivating factor for me, that this is such a complex issue that we need to have an open mind, and we need to be able to sit down and talk to one another. At the same time, as a scientist myself, I think that rigorous application of scientific analysis is critical. But I think that because this issue has so many interrelated moving parts, that we have solutions that may be available through, as I mentioned before, perhaps maybe even mechanisms through professional societies or at different levels and through different grain sizes of society, if you will.
Anne Battiza and Louise Petering co-chair the League of Women Voters of Milwaukee County's Natural Resources Committee. The League's roundtable discussion, Lead Issues in Milwaukee, Testing for Lead Poisoning in Children, is Saturday afternoon in West Allis. Battiza and Petering spoke with Susan Bentz, and there is a link to more information at wuwm.com.